שיעור זה הוקלט, נערך ומוגש עליכם על ידי כל הלשון. האזנה נעימה.
So this week we lay in Parsha Shlach. Various sugyas in this parsha, but I prefer talking about tzitzis because tzitzis is one of the most important, one of the most fundamental mitzvahs. It is one of the handful of mitzvahs of which Chazal say, Shkolo mitzvahs tzitzis keneged kol ha-mitzvahs shebetoyroh. So we will talk about tzitzis, but the shiur today is actually not really about tzitzis. It's about a fundamental question. And I always prefer speaking about general sugyas that touch upon many, many sources and not only one specific sugya and one specific source. And the basic topic we will be discussing today is when there is room to rely on roiv, on chazoka, on various different yesoides and dine sveikas, efshar levarer, but we could escape the suffix. Are we supposed to check things out and verify and make sure that we're on the safe side and we're not over an iser and not rely on roiv, chazaka, svek sveka, uchidoyme? And to what extent do we need to go out of our way? And how much tercha do we need to take upon ourselves to be mevarer sveikus in halacha? So, I think the sugya kamat is mayim she'ein lehem soif. There are probably hundreds of different sources, but because these shiurim, by their very nature, I don't paskan halacha lamaisa. It's more shashua shel toira. It's just enjoying the tremendous chus of Simchas HaTorah. So I will touch upon five different sources. And I will have no clear-cut conclusions, but more a discussion of various different sources and concepts. So let's start off with mitzvahs tzitzis. Or chaim simaches siv tes, we learn a halacha. Every day in the morning before you put on your talis, ya'ayin b'tzitzis. You need to check your tzitzis, because if some of your tzitzis were torn and you don't have kosher tzitzis, then you're going to make a bracha levatola. And that is why every day in the morning, the minhag is, brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Tet, Siman Ches, you need to check the tzitzis, kedei shelo yevorach bracha levatola. The source of this halacha is in Rosh. The Rosh halachas ketanis, in Hilchas tzitzis, the Rosh writes, Hachored el Dvar Hashem. If a person is a Yerushamayim, he should check his tzitzis every day, not to be oivar on a brocha levatola. And the Tur quotes this Rosh, Simen Ches, and the Bais Yosef quotes it following the footsteps of the Tur. However, it is noteworthy that the Rosh writes Hachored el Dvar Hashem, but the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch seem to say that it's a chiyuv on every person. So the Bais Yosef quotes an other Rosh, and it seems to be a contradiction between the two different sources, Tshuvas Rosh, Klal Beis, Siman Tet. The Rosh writes, we could rely on Chazukah. And if these tzitzis were kosher yesterday and the day before yesterday and last week and last month, they're probably still kosher. That is the concept of a Chazukah. We rely on Chazukah. And therefore, Minig Olam is not to check your tzitzis. So the Rosh says, yes, even though the Bais Yosef says, even though the Rosh and the Tshuvas write that it's not a chiyuv, but the Tur still decided to quote the other Rosh, the one in Hilchas Tzitzis. And the Bach understands from the Bais Yosef that the Bais Yosef does feel that this is a contradiction between two different sources and the Rosh. But the Bach comments, Lanias Daiti, it's not a stira at all. Me'ikar adin, there is no chiyuv, and minig olam is not to check your tzitzis. But if you're a Reish Shamayim, you should. But obviously, the Bais Yosef feels that even if you're not, the Shulchan Aruch does write, Baal Nefesh Ya'ayin B'tzitzis. He writes, everyone should do that. So the Bach himself says, I think it's a chiyuv, and you cannot rely on this chazukah. And why not? Because it's a chazukah d'talia b'maisa. What does that mean? The Bach quotes the Gemara in Pchoris Chof Amid Aleph. Pchoris Chof Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that you don't rely on a Rav d'talya b'maisa. What is the context in Pchoris Dav Chof? If you bought an animal, a female animal, and it had a little calf, that calf is a Suffolk Bechor, because you don't know whether it's the firstborn or not the firstborn. And the Gemara asks, but if the animal is 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years old, why wouldn't we say Rav Behemis Misabros Yoldis at age 1 year or so? So why would it still be a Suffolk? Why wouldn't we rely on Rav? And the Gemara says, Ruba Detalia Bemaisa. It is up to people whether this animal will have offspring or not. And therefore, we don't rely on a Ruba Detalia Bemaisa. The Bach says the same is regarding Chazaka. And the Mogen Avraham Sif Kut Niud Aleph totally rejects the Bach and he says, Ein Hanidon Dome L'Raya. Ruba Detalia Bemaisa is not a reliable Rav. When we rely on Rav, it needs to be a Rav B'Teva Hu Oilam. It needs to be natural phenomena. Like Rav Behemis Ksheirois, Ruba D'Inchitoba B'Ibure D'Yarcha. Most people are healthy and they're not a Soros or an Islandist or many other sources in Shas. But relying on a Rav that might change, it depends on behavioral patterns and Maise b'nei yodom, that is not a reliable Rav. But when we're dealing with Chazaka the Mekora, why would it make a difference how this reality came to be? The Rosh quotes the Gemara beginning of Nida, a mikveh has a cheskes ksheiris. So if we check the mikveh a week ago and it had arboim, so it's a kosher mikveh, and somebody toivels, then he's toil. Why? Maybe there no longer is memso Chazaka the Mekora. So, a mikveh isn't natural phenomena. Somebody filled up that mikveh. Maybe the same person that made the tzitzis. So why don't we rely on the chazok of tzitzis and we do rely on the chazok on mikveh? So the Mogen Avraham has another argument and he says, because that is very common, it is very shakiach that tzitzis are torn. And he draws a similarity between tzitzis and another halacha in Hilchas Mikvois, Yoredei Arish Aleph Samechei, Mikveh Shemuchzekes Shemeimeo Misma'atin, we do not rely on Chazaka. If we know that this mikveh is losing water, how does a mikveh lose water? Either by leakage or by evaporation. But Yeah Ech Sheyeah, if we know there's a Chazaka that this mikveh loses water, then you need to check the mikveh every time you're toivel, and you cannot rely on Chazaka the Mekora. So the Mogen Avraham says, the same would apply to tzitzis. Interesting. Turei Zov, Siv Kot Nches maintains, it's only a chumre mishum brocha levatola. And that is why the Taz says, both the Rosh and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say, Ya'ayin b'tzitzis b'kol yom, kedei shelo yavorech brocha levatola. So why is it only about brocha levatola? There's an issue to be loivesh, to wear a garment that has dalat kanfas without tzitzis. It's a bitl mitzvah tzitzis. So the Taz argues, no. Miyikar adin, we rely on Chazaka. It is only because the Chumri Yaseir of Brocha Levatola that we say, you need to check that our garment. Both the Taz and the Mogen Avraham ask a very fundamental question. Why wouldn't we say there's a chiyuv to be boidig the tzitzis, even though we do have a chazaka, because kisha efsha levarer, we do not rely on chazaka? And that brings us to source number 2. Yoredeya simen aleph sif aleph. Hakol mitzuyen. So when a shoychet shechts an animal, whether it's a chicken or a cow, you rely on that shechita, and you do not have to check out the shoychet. Rav ha-metsuyen eitzor shechita mumchem heim. However, the Ramban, Sechet Chulin of Gimel Amud Beis, brings Kabbalos HaGaonim. If the Shoichet is present, you need to check him out. We do not rely on Roiv, Kishe Efshar Levarer. So both the Taz and the Magen Avraham Omar Mefalpel, would we say the same regarding tzitzis? Yes, there is a chazaka. These tzitzis were kosher yesterday, the day before yesterday, last week, last month, but you could check them. So maybe that is the reason Tzorach La'ayim b'tzitzis. Maybe, maybe. It is definitely one of the different approaches to explain this then. So the Rosh says there's a chazaka. But the other Rosh says you need to check it out. Maybe because Efshar Levarer. Shivas Tzion, Reb Shmuel Ando, was the Bchor, the oldest son of the Noig B'Yudah, and he was Mamale Mekoyim voice of a phenomenal Godel B'Yisrael. And in his Shuvah, Shivas Tzion Semalamed, he argues, no, because checking your tzitzis every day in the morning is a tercha. V'keshe yocha levara rali de tercha, there is no chiyuv to be mevara. So it's not much of a tercha just checking your tzitzis. It takes a half a minute. But Shivasian argues, but imposing on a person to do that every day in the morning would be defined as a terchi aseda, and therefore it would not be a chiyav. So this is source number one. Tzorech levarer, but if it's a terchi gedoyla, ein tzorech levarer. So let's go back to source number two. Rav Mitzur Netzor Shchita Mumchem Heim, and we rely on Rav. But the Rambam brings, Kabbalah menagoinim, if the Shoichet is here, you need to check him out. Ve'im Kabbalah, nekabel oisoi b'sever ponim yofes. That's a beautiful melitza from the Ramban. And now the Talmidim of the Ramban, the Rashma and the Roa, have a big machlekes in Torah's Habayis. I don't recall whether I told you the story of this fascinating work, Torah's Habayis. So the Rashba was the undisputed Godel Ador of his time, and the Rashba wrote many svarim. One of his svarim is Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis is an Issa V'Heter, and the structure of the Sefer is Batim and Sha'orim. Every home has different gates, different entrances. So Bayis Aleph, Shar Aleph. The Rashba, based on the Ramban, says, we do rely on Roiv, and therefore, if a Shoichet Shechted an animal, we assume it's kosher, even if we didn't check out the Shoichet. But if the Shoichet is present, you need to check him out. And the Rashba maintains that is a halacha psuko. The Ra'ah, a contemporary of the Rashba, wrote many hasagas and many arguments against Torah Sabayis, and he called his sefer Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis is checking out the house. There are companies in Israel that's their expertise, destroying contractors. So a guy buys a house, and then he pays 10,000 shekel for a company, Bedek Habayis, and they come in and they find a million problems in that house. And then you go to court, and you put in a claim against the Kablan. Usually it's not very decent and not very nice. But anyway, the Ra'ah writes a sugasan, Torah Habayis, and he called them Bedek Habayis. But the Rashba is not the one to be intimidated. So the Rashba wrote his second sefer called Mishmeres Habayis, in which he totally rejects all the complaints, or most of the complaints of the Ra'ah and Bedek Habayis. So anyway, the Rashba, Bayis Aleph Shar Aleph Torah Habayis, says, this is a halacha. The Ra'u argues, it's just a Midas Chassidus. Just a Midas Chassidus. Mi'ikar Adin, we rely and you don't need to check out even if the Shoichet is present. We rely on a Roiv. And the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis has a very interesting comment. And he says, yes, it's a Midas Chassidus, but it's a Midas Chassidus sh'ra'ui l'kol yisol v'ha'kol chayovim bo k'day sh'lo nis'alim min ha'isur. And this is a fascinating new concept. It's a Midas Chassidus, but as a Midas Chassidus, there is a chiyuv. Interesting. It's not a halacha psuka. By its nature, it's a Midas Chassidus, but in practicality, it's a chiyuv. Ki I efshar lehitalem min ha'isur. You just can't ignore. Nechashash, maybe you're doing an aveira. And the way I understand it, the Mishnah says in Masechet Avos, Havei Boreach Min Aveira. Havei Boreach Min Aveira. So how could you ignore the possibility maybe you're doing an Aveira? It's Biyotcho. Open your eyes. Check it out. What's wrong with you? So the Rashba says, well, yes, might be a Midas Chassidus. But it's a Midas Chassidus Shara'ui L'Kol Yisrael V'Akach Yorma Kedei Shelo Li'Yis'Alei Min Ha'Yisrael. And I think, based on this novel concept of the Rashba, I want to go back to checking your tzitzis. So I said, the source of this aloch is the Rash. The Rash writes, Achoreid El Devar Hashem. So why did the Tur and Shulchan Aruch quote this aloha for everyone? And I say, yes, Hachored L'Dvar Hashem. But we all need to be Chored L'Dvar Hashem. You're supposed to be a Yerei Shemaim. You're supposed to be a Bereach Manaveda. So how could you just ignore? What's wrong with you? Take your tzitzis and check them. What's your problem? Yes. So the understanding of the Tur and the Bisyais of the Shulchan Aruch is Chored al Devar Hashem, but who is not Chored al Devar Hashem? And the Hagdora is I Efshar Ein Lis Aleim Min Ho'iso. So what is the halacha of the Shoichet left the office? He left the Mashchita, but you can still run after him and catch him. Do you need to do so and check him out? That's a machlokes in the poiskim. Pri Chodesh Sif Kotnei says yes, yes. Tvuas Shor and the Prima Godim as well in Mishvitzai say it's a tercha, and you don't have to be mevarer al yedei tercha. If the shochet is right here, you need to check him. If not, you need to go look for him. You need to run after him. Don't need to do so. So, how much tercha is one mechuyev to exert? To be mevarer sfeikus. Is it possible to define? The Maharsham, his sefer Das Torah and Hilcha Shchita, in the Psicha leHilcha Shchita Kuntas Acher Noischov Dalad, tries to resolve this issue from different sources in Shulchan Aruch. Netilas Yadayim LaTefillah, davening with a minyan, Simen Tzadik. I think at Sif Tesvov you need to go Dalad Parsa before. In the direction that you're going, if you're a Mahalach Bederech, you need to go 1 mil backwards. Would the same apply to checking out a Shoichet? The Das Torah, the Masham, doesn't come to a clear conclusion. But the Tvi Ashor clearly says, Hakalafi Winyan, Hakalafi Adam. It's impossible to give a basic formula. First of all, there's a difficulty to define the level of Tircha. I made this clear in Mincha Sosha Parshas VeYetze, but it also depends on the nature of each and every halacha, so it's impossible to give a clear definition. How much tercha is one mechiyuv to be mevaras veikis? So the first sugya we touched upon is tzitzis, dealing with chazaka. Second one is shchita, dealing with roiv. Number three, still shchita, chazaka. Yud Ches, Yud Beis. Yored Esam and Yud Ches, Sif, Yud Beis. You need to check the second Shechita, not only before your Shecht, after your Shecht as well. And after your Shecht, each and every animal. Between one and the other, you need to check the Sakim. And this Aloch is based on Churin Daftes, and primarily Rashi on the spot. And once again, there's a Machloikas in this Aloch as well. Is it Mi'ikar Adin, or is it only a Midas Chasidus? Rambam clearly learns that this is a halacha. The Balamora, Perakam de Chulin, says, it's only a Midas Chasidus. And the Shulchan Aruch says you need to check after each and every animal. Why? Because if you're going to find that the Sakan was Nivgam and it's Posel, then we're going to Pasel and answer all the animals Lamafreya. So there are two reasons why you need to check after every animal. Number one, hefsid meruna. It's just chaval. If you're going to check 1,000 animals, and then at the end of the day, you're going to find that the sakan has a begima, then all these animals will be usar, and that's a huge loss. The other reasoning that we find in Hashanim, we are afraid that by the time you're going to check that sakan, some people would eat the meat, and Nimsa Oichel Nevela Lemafreya. So there are more comments in that very same sif that that if a person doesn't want to check the sakan between one animal and the other, he doesn't have to. It's his preference. I think that amor is acceptable if the reasoning is monetary loss. So if you want to take it upon yourself, go ahead, but chaval. But if the reason we paskin that he needs to check the sakan between one animal and the other is because we're afraid somebody might eat the meat before the end of the day, before we check that sakan shochita, then I don't think that amor's ruling would be acceptable. So maybe it depends what is the basic reason. So in this halacha, once again, we find the machlokes, and if it's a terchet to check that sakin, we need to bring a shochet. And the shochet left the premises. Do we need to bring him back? Pri Toya says, even b'mokam terchet, you need to check that sakin. Prima Godim, in Mishbitzois, is mesupik. Maybe not. If it's a terchet seder, maybe we don't need to do so. So this is sugya number 3. We're still in Hilchos Shechita, but we're dealing with the chazaka. The sakan shechita was kosher before we shechted, because we checked the sakan before starting, and we need to check it again after the shechita. And there's a machlokes b'mokim tercha yisayir. Source number 4. By Yisav Heta we rely on roiv. Teishach hanoyis. Tishu moichem bosa shchuto echad moise bosa naveira nimso hoilchem achar haroiv. However, if it's a mieta motzui, we are machmir. This is
kol halashon,
one of the very rare halachas, the basic source is Medrash Rabbah, quoted by the Ramban and Malcham. It's interesting. But the Rashba also brings this halacha Mishmei Sabais. And there are 2 seifim in Shulchan Aruch which are based on this halacha. Miuta motzi were machmir. Lamet tesif alaf in Yuradeya. Chai treifis, we don't need to be boidik. The lung of the animal, bedika sereya, we do, because it's a miuta motzi. Pei dalet sif ches. Peres and yarokas, in which it is common to find bugs and insects, we need to be boidik. So these 2 seifim in Shulchan Aruch Yuradeya are based on the assumption, even though Horcha Macharav, but Mieta Motzi, we do not rely on Roiv. In my form of various different sources, I dealt with the Machloikis, the Rivash, and the Mishkeres Yaakov. How do we define Mieta Motzi in numbers? I don't want to go into the sugya right now. We dealt with the past. I wrote about this in various tshuvas. Doesn't fit into today's context. But Miut Amotzi, we do not rely on Roiv, Elat Sorach Livdoik. And if the bedika involves tercha gedoyla, do we still need to check? And this is a very relevant question regarding teloim, regarding shatnez lamoshel. Most suits aren't shatnez, but if it's a miyata motzui, but the layman, the customer that bought a suit, doesn't know how to check, so he needs to drive an hour to a laboratory that checks shatnez, and he needs to wait a month and a half, and he can't use that new suit. That would be a tercha gedoyla. So regarding the halacha that by miyata motzi we don't rely on roiv, is that b'mukam tercha as well? Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and I am a great admirer of Reb Shlomo Zalman, he was a giant. And as great as he was such a humble person, and such an honor of So Rav Shlomo Zalman Minchas Shloim Echelik Beisim Mesamech Gimel writes, as if it's a dover poshut, and he writes, Mevua b'poiskim shebamiyat amotzi afilu b'terech yaseir, you need to check out, you need to be mevarer. And he doesn't say, where is that mevua b'poiskim? And I recall at least 3 sources from Chashuvei Achronim that say, the birur by miyat amotzu, if it's a terchi yisaydi, you don't need to be mevara. Shalas yeshuv is tuv tam vedas, Reb Shloime Kluger, mahadurit lisoi, that means chele gimel kuf nun ches. Tshuv is tzemech tzedek, from the 2nd Lubavitch Rebbe, who was one of the greatest gedolim of his time. Yoredei semem hei. His oiris tshuva was an enikel, grandson of the Chassam Sofer, Chelik Damit Zimin Lamed Hei, and he deals with an army base that was designated for Jewish young soldiers in Tsarist Russia's army. And that was a terrible period for Jews and the Cantonistim. I don't want to tell the story right now. But there was an army base that served Jewish soldiers, and the government gave permission to have a kosher kitchen. But obviously, the Russians never really loved the Jews, and there was a lot of difficulty to maintain that kosher kitchen. And the Hisoiris Shuvah, Reb Shimon Sofer Paskins, that even though Treifes might be a miyut hamotzu, because of the tercha, we could rely on roiv, even though it's a miyut hamotzu. So once again, in this halacha, horcha machar harav, miyut hamotzu, we need to be mevarer, and we find a machloikis. Do we need to be mevarer, even though it involves tercha yaseira, tercha gedaira? Source number 5 is a gemara in Avodah Zorah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And we're dealing with the concept of Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Arabim. Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Arabim Tohoyo. And that is Halocha L'Moshe Masinai. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, when they came before Rav Yanai, and they asked a question regarding Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Arabim, Rav Yanai said, Hum Maya B'Shikaso Zulu Tvulo. He responded and he said, here's the key to the mikveh. Go and be toivel. What does that mean? But you were asked the question, Sofek Tuma Bishus Arabim, Toma Otor. And what was his response? Here's the mikveh. Go, do tvila. Which once again is the same fundamental principle. Why rely Lekula Basfekis? Even though it's a din Torah that we could rely on the kula. The first 4 sources, 2 of them touched upon roiv and the other upon chazaka. Source number 5 is Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Arabim, which is Sveikei Torah Men HaTorah Lo Chol HaMoshe Masinai. But Rav Yanai feels, but if you could get out of it without relying on a kula, why not do so? You have the mikveh. Do tevila. Is that once again a Midas Chassidus or a Din? Same question we asked in our previous sources. Machloikas, Rav Akiva Egen Gil Nashas on the spot. Avodah Zorah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Is Mitzayin Perekei Taharas Mishnah Aleph Rash. The Rash says it's a Din. To the extent if there's a mikveh. And it's not a Terech Yisrael to go looking for a mikveh elsewhere. You have a mikveh right here. And he did not do tefillah, and he touched the haras, we are machmir, and we do not rely on Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Arabim Sveikei Torah. But that's a tremendous chiddush. Rambam, Perek Tes Vov, Halacha Tes, Shar Avos HaTumah, and the same in the Me'iri on the spot, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis and Avodah Zorah, the Rambam writes, when a person comes and he asks a question regarding Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Arabim, we would say, Im tovalto, im bekach hefsed, ve'im toval hareize mishubach. Clearly saying, it's not a chiyuv, it's only the right thing to do, and it's a midas chasidus. So once again, it is only if you have a mikveh, and it's not a great tercha. But if it's a tercha, you need to go looking for a mikveh, we rely lachatchila on sofek tumah b'rishus arabim, sveikei torah. So I said before, quoting the Tevuah Shor, it's impossible to clearly define what is a tercha? What's a tercha yaseira? So just from the few basic sources we spoke about today, let me ask a very simple question. What's a greater tercha? Going to the mikveh, undressing, doing tefillah, dressing up again and coming back, or checking your tzitzis? What's a greater tercha? Every sensible person would say, what do you mean? Going to the mikveh is 10 times as much tercha. How long does it take the average person to check his tzitzis? Anywhere between 5 seconds, 10 seconds? Shouldn't be more than that. If you're really a schlepper and you're half blind, it'll take you 15 seconds. Going to the mikveh, you know, doing a tefillah and coming back, Some Hasidim do Shai Tfilis, 310 Tfilis, but even if you're a Zoriz, you're really a Zoriz. It'll take you, you know, a minimum 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So that's not defined as a Tercha. And the Gemara says, go to the mikvah, what's your problem? And at least the Shiva Siyan argues, checking your tzitzis is a Tercha. So I explained before, checking your tzitzis every day in the morning is somewhat of a nuisance. Mashenken, if it's just coincidental, you know, he went through Ebika and he got into a Sufik Tov and Shas Rab, and we say go to the mikveh. So I just come to once again stress the point, how do we define Terechetz Lefi Uinyan? You know, it's not uniform, it's not the same in every Shaila and in every different Sugya. So I find this Sugya quite fascinating. So we embarked on our journey today from Hilchos Tzitzis, the din that you need to be Boidik your Tzitzis, but I dealt and I discussed five Sugyas. There are many more dealing with similar questions, but I just chose five because just to get a broader picture and to understand that in four out of the five sources I quoted, there is a machloikis, whether it's Midas Chassidus or it's Me'ikar Adin, and there is a machloikis whether a person needs to be mevarad even though it is based on Tercha. So I find this a very interesting and fascinating discussion. Halacha lamaisa, ein lanu ela divrei apoiskim in each and every sugya into itself, even though there definitely is something which is a tzad hashava between all the sugyas that I mentioned and I discussed. So we started off today in Hilchos Tzitzis, and let me share a thought with you, a thought that to me has tremendous appeal. There are two different mitzvahs that regard our dress. A person needs to put on tefillin, and he needs to put on tzitzis. So a very fundamental question, why is tefillin a chiyuv and tzitzis is not? Tzitzis is defined as a mitzvah kiyumis. If you don't wear a beged of dalat kanfis, you don't need to put on tzitzis. Depends on you. So why is mitzvah tefillin imposed on us and mitzvah tzitzis is not? My feeling is this. On one hand, we find in Chazal Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim, we are royalty. We are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shimon says in various different sources in Shas, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. But we are also servants and slaves. And in Kedushin Lamed Hei, we find the Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. When are we defined as Bonim and when as Avodim? But we are both Bonim and Avodim. Tefillin indicates Malchus. Kesa Malchus al Roishoi. V'ro'u k'amei oretz kishem Hashem nikro lecho v'yoru memeko eile tefillin sheberoish. Very basic aloha oval b'yoyim rishon potom in a tefillin. Because by tefillin, the Pesuk says, pe'er hu chavish olecho, that's your pe'er, that's your beauty, that's your crown of glory. And an oval is be'efer, not be'pe'er. Pe'er tachas eifer. So, tefillin comes to remind us that we are royalty, we are b'nei malachim. Regarding tzitzis, the Gemara says in Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis, tzitzis is a choisim shel tit, and Tosis explains on the spot, it's a beged of avdus. Kodesh Baruch Hu imposes malchus on us. He does not want to impose avdus. Kodesh Baruch Hu very much prefers that we opt to avdus out of our free will, out of free choice. And therefore, tefillin is a chiyuv. Tzitzis is not. So, I told this story 1,000 times, and I heard it many years ago from the Leiv Simcha, the Rebbe of Gur. He heard the story from his great father, the Imri Emes. So the Imri Emes related and told the story. Once this Vasemis, in his Tish and Sukkah says, "V'mezuktunu Hashem kemen poilin de gres tezachen." When you say unu Hashem and halal, you could achieve the greatest heights. And the Imri Emes told his children, there was a machlokes, an argument between Ziknei HaChassidim, the elders of the Chassidus. Does he mean Ono Hashem Oshieno, or maybe Ono Hashem Atzlichono? But the Imre Emes said, I understood that he means neither Ono Hashem Oshieno nor Ono Hashem Atzlichono, but rather Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho, Ani Avdecho Ben Amosecho. Ad Kan Divrei Harav. So that's the story I heard from the Lev Simcha. And let me share with you my interpretation, my understanding of this story. So what is the difference between Ono Hashem Ashiyano and Ono Hashem Hatzlichono on one hand, and Ono Hashem Kiani Avdecho? Ono Hashem Ashiyano, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono is Aleph Nun Aleph. That's a plea. That's a bakosha. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help. Please, give us success. Give us salvation. Ono is Aleph Nun Hei. Ono Hashem Kiani Avdecho. That is an expression of gratitude, of thanks. Twice in Rambam do we find the expression Simcho Yisera. Twice and only twice in the entirety of Mishnah Torah. The end of Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam writes, Afar pi shekol ha-moed mitzvah l'smoich mem, b'yamei ha-chag ois ha-shom Simcho Yisera. All the Yom HaTov we have a mitzvah. So we find in the Rambam, Chag HaSukkos, there was more Simcha than any other Yom Tov. Peir Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, when the Rambam teaches us the Dinam of Halel, the Rambam writes, Ein Oymerim Halel Barosh Hashanah V'Yoyim HaKippurim Lefi She'ein Eilu Yomim Shal Simcho Yesero Eilu Yomim Shal Yerov HaFachad. So we say Halal Metoch Simchi Yaseira, and Sukkah says Simchi Yaseira. So let's just think of it a moment. Stands a Jew, Kiflayim B'Simchi Yaseira. Simchi Yaseira Metoch Simchi Yaseira. Halal Sukkah. And he says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank me for what? Ki Ani Avdecho. You let me serve. What did you say? Yes. Thank you for having me as an Eved. Thank you for letting me serve. That is Simchas U'Avdus. All the other people of the world are working the fields. Heviyanu HaMelech HaDorov Nogilu V'Nismachu Boi. We are the Melech's, the King's private servants. What a schus. And that is Simcha Yisera. Simchas U'Avdus is the greatest madrege you could ever aspire to and achieve. I quoted the Gemara in Kiddush Lamed Hei. When are we defined as bonim and when as avodim? Bezman shoyis and atzon shemokum kriya bonim. So did you ever ask the question, why is Moshe Rabbeinu defined in the entirety of Torah as Moshe as an Eved? And why not as a Ben? Vayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem. Loi Kein, Avdi Moshe. Madua lo yoreisim ledaber, ba'avdi b'Moshe. Throughout history, slaves never savored and enjoyed slavery. They always tried to escape. They always tried to run away. And that was a struggle slave owners always had. And not only individuals, millions of people died for democracy, for their freedom. Very rare in history that slaves chose slavery out of their free will and free choice. It is only once in the story of the world that an entire nation opted for Avdus. And that is Bnei Yisrael Kishay Gdimu Nasa Lenishma. So Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, was an Eved, but he was an Eved out of free choice. And that is greater than being a Ben. So Shabbos in the morning, in our tefillah we say, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi, Ki Eved Nemon Korosaloi. Moshe, was a paragon of Simchas Uavdus. And when a person has Simchas Uavdus, he goes all the way back to Har Sinai. Hegdimu Nasa Lenishma. And that is my feeling why the Svasema said, when we say Anu Hashem, we could achieve the greatest heights. He didn't mean Anu Hashem Etzichono or Anu Hashem Etzlichono, but Anu Hashem Ken Yavdecho. That is an expression of Simchas Uavdus. And when we have Simchas Uavdus, we connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. We connect to Mamed Har Sinai and to Ovis Avuseinu that were Magdim Nasa Lenishma. And maybe that is why Tefillin is a chiyuv, tzitzis is not. Tzitzis is a choisim sheltit, a beged shel avdus, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu prefers. I demand the malchus, but I hope that you will choose avdus as well. Yes, mitzvah tzitzis is a greater mitzvah than mitzvah tefillin. By tzitzis we find shkula mitzvah tzitzis, can I get kol mitzvah shebetoyru? We do not find a similar mamar lagabi tefillin. And the Bis Yosef, Simachofen Shechon Ochaim, explains, why do we put on a talis and only then tefillin? Because tzitzis is todir and tzitzis is mekudesh yoisem et tefillin. As a chefza, tefillin have more kedusha than tzitzis. Tefillin are tashmisha kedusha. Tzitzis is only tashmisha mitzvah. But as a mitzvah, mitzvah tzitzis is more important and greater than mitzvah's tefillin. V'yafal pikein, tefillin is a chiyuv and tzitzis is not. HaKodesh Baruch Hu imposes malchus on us, kol yisrael b'nei malochim. This is your heritage. You are royalty. But tzitzis, HaKodesh Baruch Hu very much prefers, I want you to choose tzitzis. Because avdus is only beautiful, is only sublime, when it comes out of free choice and free will. We should always be zeichet to be avdei Hashem mitoich simcha. And I always try to teach my talmidim, my chaverim, a God-fearing Jew should be the happiest person in the world. A home of bnei Torah should be the happiest home in the world. A Jewish from society should be the most just, the most fair, and the most happy society in the world, because we are zeichet to be avdei Hashem. And out of the billions of people walking this planet, it is only the chosen few that have the zchus to be avdei Hashem. Lo merubchem ki atem hamaat mikol ho'amim. So let us be happy and let us rejoice and let us thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ono Hashem, ki ani avdecho. We should be zeichah b'kur Rabbi Yemeinu to the great simcha of Bias Goel Tzedek, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, v'simchas oylam al reisham v'mehero v'yomeinu amen.
Hashiyur lo hezantem, huklat v'ne'erach avurchem al yedei kol halashon. אתם מוזמנים להמשיך ולהאזין בכל שעה לשיעורים והדרשות בכל התחומים ומכל הרבנים בכל הלשון.